Dr. Hindman, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about flu season. How is the flu season going in Bristol Bay?
The flu season in Bristol Bay has taken a sharp upturn in the past week or two. For instance, we keep statistics on how many cases of influenza we test for, and we send a certain number of those tests into the state for them to specifically test for different kinds of influenzas or other illnesses, really. And I can say that there were 10 positive flus in January, and there were something like 50 positive flus so far in February. And that's just the people that can actually get tested for the flu. The test for the flu is basically a Q-tip up your nose, getting some boogers that then get tested for the influenza. And we are seeing predominantly influenza A. We have seen a little bit of influenza B so far this year, but very little as compared to last summer, for instance, when we were seeing some influenza B.
And tell me about the scope. Is it just Dillingham, or are we seeing it in other areas as well?
We are definitely seeing it in all the villages. Part of the problem with being able to say for sure that people in the villages have influenza A, for instance, is that the testing can only be done at the hospital. However, the symptoms of flu are very clearly present in many villages. And when a person wonders what the difference is between the symptoms of flu and the symptoms of just some normal cold, the flu has sudden onset, is associated with a very high fever, usually is associated with myalgias, which is the fancy term for muscle aches. You feel like somebody snuck into your bedroom and beat you with a baseball bat while you were sleeping. And as compared to a cold, which usually you start off with a little sniffle, a little sneezing, a little cough, nothing like the severe cough that people are getting with the flu.
And what can we say about the efficacy of the vaccine this year?
According to my friends in public health, about 75% of the cases of people who have tested positive for influenza this year did not have the influenza vaccine. So that means about 25% of the people did have the influenza vaccine. What that means to me is that the influenza vaccine helps, but it's not a perfect protection against the flu. Part of the reason for that is the way the influenza germ lives. If you can imagine a seed and you look at the shell of a seed, that's kind of like the shell of the influenza virus. On the outside of that influenza virus, there are different proteins. That's where the H1 and the N1 come from. So they have something like 17 or 18 H proteins, and I can't really remember, maybe 8 or 10 N proteins. And the influenza vaccine has to be specific for a particular kind of H and a particular kind of N. And they have to guess in February or March what the September or October H's and N's will be. So sometimes they guess really well, and sometimes the virus mutates.
How severe is this flu that we're seeing this year compared to other years?
There are certainly a higher number of flu cases this year than there have been in the past 5 years, according to the statewide epidemiology website. The number of flu cases this year at this time of year is about 1,000 cases that they've mentioned on their website, as compared to about 200 to 300 in almost any of the other of the last 5 years or so.
And for people who are getting sick, are we able to say anything about how serious it's been?
Yes, we actually have seen several people who indeed were part of that group that had underlying diseases, but they have been sick enough to require transfer to Anchorage.
And then let's talk about things that people can do to prevent themselves getting flu and keep from spreading it to other people. What should people be doing in the name of public health?
General good health measures. Get plenty of sleep, don't drink, don't smoke, get exercise. That's good for almost everything. However, specifically with regards to flu, if you start to get sick, don't go to the ball game and sneeze and cough on everybody. You release about 500,000 particles of potential infective material when you cough or sneeze. Okay, so I know the Super Cub's going on, and am I up at the Super Cub? Darn straight I am. But, number one, I'm not sick. Number two, if I were sick, I would try to be back away from other people because there's plenty of room on the bleachers. If I coughed, I would cough into my sleeve, cough into a hanky, do something like that. I would try not to touch my face because the flu is spread either from me sneezing or coughing on somebody and then that gets into their eyes or nose or mouth, or I sneeze or cough and it's floating out in the air and they breathe it in, or I sneeze or cough or have it in my hand and I touch a doorknob or a handle at the grocery store like the cart or the door handle of the door to anywhere, and I can pick it up that way. The flu virus can live for a certain amount of time on different surfaces, and it depends on what kind of surface that is.
And is there anything else that we should be saying about this flu or what people should be doing to stay healthy?
If you truly are having the high fever, coughing a lot, feeling like you've been run over by a bus, stay home. Stay home until you've been without fever for at least 24 hours, and that is without fever, without taking Tylenol or ibuprofen to put your fever down. People, when they do get the flu, should rest, drink plenty of fluids, try to keep away from other people that may be at more risk. There are people that are at higher risk. Tiny children are at higher risk. The elderly are at higher risk. Pregnant women are at higher risk because their bodies have a decreased immunity because they're growing this new creature inside them. And that means that they are not, their bodies aren't watching out for the germs as well. And people who have other diseases, asthma, for instance, heart disease, people who are overweight actually are at higher risk from the flu as well. In addition, there are medicines that can be used for flu, but they need to be used appropriately. If you've had your symptoms for more than 2 days, the antiviral medicine that we do have is not appropriate for you. If you are not one of those high-risk groups or don't have a family member who is in that high-risk group, using the antiviral is perhaps not appropriate for you. It is something that needs to be discussed with your doctor when you do go in. But if you go in and you've had your symptoms for 3 days, there's no magic bullet for you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk about the flu.
It is my pleasure. And everybody, wash your hands, drink plenty of fluids, get your rest, and stay home if you're sick.